Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Manhattan federal jury has found Donald Trump sexually abused E. Jean Carroll in a department store dressing room, allegedly in the spring of 1996, but found clear of rape charges. He has to now award her $5 million in this battery and defamation case. Carroll alleged that former President Trump, back in 1996, raped her in the Bergdorf Goodman department store and then defamed her when he denied her claim. And she wasn't his type, and suggested that she made up the story to boost sales of her book. Trump has denied all wrongdoing. He does not face any jail time as the result of the civil verdict. And he says he doesn't even know who this woman is. Now, this is just crazy. This is, this is one of many. There's going to be many cases that we are being told that have been brought up. The jury found that Trump sexually abused her, but didn't rape her. And there was sufficient evidence to hold him liable for battery. Now, Carroll filed the lawsuit last November under the New York State Adult Survivors Act, a state bill which opened a look-back window for sexual assault allegations like hers, despite long-expired statutes of limitations. Now, Trump did not attend the trial. He was not required to appear in court or trial. He had a right to not testify in his own defense. And so Ms. Carroll said, I filed this lawsuit against Donald Trump to clear my name and to get my life back. Today the world finally knows the truth. This victory is not just for me, but for every woman who has suffered because she has not believed. Now, her attorney, Roberta Kaplan, said no one is above the law, not even a former president of the United States. Now, Trump plans to appeal the verdict, calling it a disgrace and a political witch hunt. He also repeated his claim that he doesn't know who she is. Trump's attorney said he had spoken to the former president, that he is ready to proceed and go forward. His firm, in his belief, as many people are, is that he cannot get a fair trial in New York City based on the jury pool. Now, many people are wondering what happened in terms of, if he didn't rape her, what then is sexual abuse? His lawyer said the verdict was strange. He said this was a rape claim. This was a rape case all along, and the jury rejected that, but made other findings. But they rejected her rape claim, and she always claimed this was a rape case, so it's a little perplexing. Legal pundits are also kind of looking at that. In terms of, so to me, sexual abuse, and I'm not an attorney, is what that would be, groping or sexual assault without penetration. But she had testified that in this dressing room, he used his finger to penetrate and then his penis. So if she is saying that there was penetration and the jury said they don't find evidence of rape, then what act was considered sexual abuse? Was it boobies? Was it grabbing her butt? Was it touching the outside? So it is a little confusing, and it is a little, why was the rape claim thrown out? What did they not find was true, but they found, because you would think if there was a witness, and the witness, I get there is a difference between the two, but if this happened in a dressing room with no witnesses, And again, one side saying this didn't even happen, she's pulling it out of whatever, and you know, others saying, oh yeah, this was full on assault. What made the jury decide that whatever happened unwitnessed only went so far and not the whole thing? People thinking he raped her is like, how did they know he didn't rape her? They weren't there. Others are saying, well, then if he didn't rape her, then he didn't abuse her. So there is a difference, but it is a little confusing. And Carol testified that it might not have been 1996. It might have happened in 1995. This was a department store dressing room. So where we go from here, and where this is nerve-wracking, and I have no idea what happened. I don't know if it is a witch hunt. I don't know if he did do it. But I think, you know, these statutes of limitations are controversial, because I understand. You know, having been a victim myself, I didn't want to say anything. I made that decision back then because I thought it would be worse for me, and I'm going to live by the decision. I'm not going to bring it up years later. But other individuals, that's how they heal. And they should have a right to bring something up. But the reason why there's statutes of limitations is because sometimes it's harder to prove or defend when that many years have gone by. And so many individuals are worried, and I'm not saying she's lying, she could be telling the truth, but many individuals are worrying that somebody that might have gotten frisky with them, whether it was with consent or not, years ago at a party, will come back and then be the result of a suit. And having, you know, gone to school in the 90s and, you know, been to parties and all that, I can't tell you how many boobies and butt grabs I had. I don't even know who did them. And it was not okay then. It's not okay now. But I, you know, anybody that ever did that is probably thinking to themselves, okay, this could come back and haunt me years later. And that behavior was never okay. But then also, what if you made out with somebody? Was it Jeremy Piven that made out with somebody at a party, but that person said, no, I didn't make out with them, he assaulted? And many individuals are worried, if I made out with somebody, are they going to turn around and say I assaulted them? Or is somebody who I've never even met going to say I assaulted them? Where's the proof? So it's tricky, because the average person who was assaulted doesn't have proof. It happened. They got the hell out of there when it was over, cried for days, months, whatever, and then just tried to get on with their lives. But can people lie and claim something happened? Where's the protections? 1-877-DOCTELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon, or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Just one quick recall we need to talk about. For some of you who like the Mighty Sesame 10.9-ounce organic tahini sauce, squeezable, there is a recall from Rushdie Foods because I believe there might be possible salmonella contamination. As you know, salmonella can be fatal in children, immunocompromised individuals, older, salmonella can cause fever, diarrhea, sometimes bloody stools, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and sadly, salmonella can sometimes get into the bloodstream. So the recall has been initiated when the company received a notification by the FDA and the Ohio Department of Health that there was the presence of salmonella in the tahini sauce. So the recall has been distributed to multiple stores in New York, Jersey, Connecticut. Look up the FDA alert to see if maybe your product needs to be removed or not. All right, making breaking news is we have a baby that has been born having DNA from three different people. This was the first time this has been done, and it happened in the UK. Britain's fertility regulator confirmed today the births of UK's first babies, looks like babies, created using an experimental technique combining DNA from three people. Now, this was in an effort to prevent the children from inheriting rare genetic diseases. Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority said fewer than five babies have been born this way in the UK, have not provided further details to protect the family's identities. In 2015, the UK became the first country to adopt legislation regulating methods to help prevent women with faulty mitochondria, the energy source in a cell, from passing these defects on to their babies. The world's first baby born using this technique was reported in the U.S. in 2016. Some of these genetic defects can result in diseases like muscular dystrophy, epilepsy, heart problems, intellectual disabilities. They say 1 in 200 children in Britain is born with this mitochondrial disorder. To date, 32 patients have been authorized to receive such treatment. So for a woman with faulty mitochondria, scientists will take genetic material from her egg or embryo, transfer it into a donor egg or embryo that has healthy mitochondria, but had the rest of its key DNA removed. The fertilized embryo was then transferred into the womb of the mother. The genetic material from the donated egg comprises less than 1% of the child created from this technique. So basically the three entities are the father, the mother, and then the surrogate egg that is needed because the woman has faulty mitochondria. Mitochondrial donation treatment is what they call it. It offers families with severe inherited mitochondrial illness the possibility of a healthy child. The agency said it was still early days in its evolution, but it hoped the scientists involved could soon publish details of the treatment. Britain requires every woman undergoing the treatment to receive approval from the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority. The regulator says that to be eligible, families must have no other available options for avoiding passing on genetic disease. Now, of course, this does come with some controversy. People fear artificial reproduction techniques, arguing there are other ways for people to avoid passing on diseases to their children, such as egg donation or screening tests, and that the experimental methods have not been proven safe. Others warn that tweaking the genetic code could be a slippery slope, allowing room for designer babies. What if somebody wants a taller baby, or a smarter one, or better looking? So, stem cell expert Robin Lavelle Badge, according to NBC News, works at the Francis Crick Institute, a biomedical research center in London, said it would be critical to monitor the baby's future development. She says it would be interesting to know how well the mitochondrial donation technique worked at a practical level, whether the babies are free of mitochondrial disease, and whether there is any risk of them developing problems later in life. So scientists in Europe have published research earlier this year that said in some cases a small number of abnormal mitochondria is still carried over. And because of the mom's DNA, and it does have mom's DNA, there could still be that potential where the baby eventually could have a mitochondrial issue or another genetic disease. So these are things they want to study. Previous research has assessed other techniques to create babies from three people, including an egg donor. And these studies have found that years later, the children did fine. No health problems, good grades in school. But doctors in the U.S., I think, were the first ones. I know everybody's like, oh, U.K. did this, U.K. This is the first in the U.K. U.S. beat the U.K., all right? Good. Yeah. I think we still have competition between the U.K. Now, I love the U.K. I think it's great, but I still am not over taxation without representation. And I don't like the roundabouts that they put in our city. I think the roundabouts that are all over America that came from England, I think is a way for if they do ever want to attack us, we'll be all confused because we'll be stuck on the roundabout. So I still don't trust the UK 1,000%, but I do like them. So doctors in the U.S. were the first to announce the world's first baby using a mitochondria donation technique after the treatment was conducted in Mexico. Oh, so they're saying Mexico beat us. Hmm. So, you know, this is interesting. You know, I love the idea that you have two people who could be the most amazing parents. They are struggling to have a baby, and that there is a means to help them have a baby that will live and survive. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Is it in human race's best interest? Well, you know, I think the idea that if an animal can't reproduce, it shouldn't, is something that has pervaded science for a long time. Darwinian's natural selection and survival of the fittest theories, where if, you know, somebody has a gene and that gene does not produce offspring that live, then that offspring will not carry on that gene and that gene will eventually die out. The reason why ethicists may not have problems with us tinkering with this is because they think we could select for it out anyway. And that's where it starts to get a little deep in the conversation. If the whole purpose of survival of the fittest is to not allow a bad gene to persist in the human race or an animal species, for it to be selected out, but we have the technological means to select it out anyway, does a baby have to die in the process? Or can we save a baby's life? You know, and I don't think we as Americans know where we want to go with this, especially since we can't agree on abortion. A million abortions being done a year, that's a lot of fetuses. It's a lot of babies. Many individuals say, but they're not babies, so it's okay. Others say they are babies. They are living. So it's a tricky concept. So if we already have a societal acceptance of tinkering with a fetus in a womb and ending its life, is there that much of an ethical stretch to try to fix the fetus's life and to try to help that fetus make it, or allow an embryo to make a fetus that is healthy and lives? I don't think Americans are going to decide, because they can't decide, you know, where we are on abortion, where we are on, you know, it's very complex. And obviously the next big push is to have same-sex couples be able to have babies. We have that technology where we can mix both sperm, both egg, DNA, add it to a third entity, you know, or make stem cell embryos, and they're already working on that technology to allow homosexual couples or same-sex couples to be able to reproduce. Now, again, I'm of the thinking, you know, you have two people that want to become parents and love that child and raise that child. You know, we don't have enough of that. We don't have enough parents who want children. We have a lot of unwanted pregnancies. We have a lot of parents that abandon their children. But when you have a couple who really wants a child and wants to love that child, it makes you stop and think, what are we doing this for? What is the technology for? We want to save lives. We want to improve the human race. Now, but on the flip side, if bad people could get a hold of it and try to do designer babies, nobody would look like me anymore. All right? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Wow. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. New rules for who may apply for asylum in the U.S. and from where they must apply go into effect once Title 42 expires tomorrow night. And Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says immigrants must follow those new rules.
They will face a rebuttable presumption, but a presumption of ineligibility for asylum. They will have to meet a higher bar.
New York Congressman George Santos now faces a 13-count federal indictment on a wide variety of charges, including getting unemployment checks during the pandemic when he had a job. The annual rate of inflation measured by the Consumer Price Index is down to less than 5%, not as high as experts expected. First, it was McDonald's out with employee-less restaurants. Now Wendy's is trying out an AI chatbot to take orders verbally from customers. The first one comes next month at a Wendy's in Columbus, Ohio. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had a very interesting question about letters of recommendation because you have been applying for multiple jobs online and not getting them. So you think maybe it's your letters of recommendation or references, and should you actually have a letter and not a reference listed? So what's been happening, and I'm sure many of you have noticed, and you're not alone, is you keep getting job alerts that there's all these jobs available. and you apply for the jobs and you aren't getting them. Now, if you notice, these job alerts are the same job. Same job listed for months. So it looks like, oh, there's tons of jobs, and I'll be able to get this job, and not always, okay? Remember, there's, you know, a lot of recruiters need jobs too. So these recruiters are trying to catch your eye. You know, hopefully you'll be able to apply or stick with them. And then, you know, it's a little bit of a complex situation, but the average person going through LinkedIn, ZipRecruiter, Indeed, Craigslist, you're not getting jobs. It's not always you. I know everybody's like, do I smell? Is it my look? What's going on? I think a lot of jobs, and we spoke about this, a lot of jobs are being posted for other reasons. One is they have an idea of who they want. It's somebody within the corporation, but because they have to give, they have to, I think, either by law or by company protocols, have to put the ad out there to allow outside applicants. It's just a place setting. It's just a dog and pony show. So they could say, look, you know, we didn't get any applicants we liked. We didn't get anybody who applied, so we have to go with who we have here in the office. And so, you know, so to avoid nepotism, to avoid accusations of, you know, not, you know, following, not allowing, you know, equal opportunity to everybody, sometimes these ads are just out there. Another thing that could be happening, as well as individuals that aren't hiring, don't want to be stuck with the labor shortage. You know how things are going back and forth, and we spoke about this, where after COVID, people didn't want to go back to work. And so employers really struggled. Finally, they got people to come back to work, but they can't afford them anymore. So now we have this situation where, what do? We can't afford them, but we need to staff. And the staff we do have, I can't trust. So they want to have a waiting list of people that they could use. In the casino industry, I think they call it the whiteboard or the wait board, where they have staff ready to go that they could call at a moment's notice to fill in because people no-showed for work or they called out. And I, you know, in a medical office, I was like, God, that would be nice if we had something like this. But, you know, you need people ready to go trained, and call outs are so bad that some of these jobs that you're seeing are so they can have somebody that's good to go, you know, kind of like booty call, ready to go, right? So and you might not need that. You want a full-time job. So now what could be happening during your interview that could be turning people off? Well, if at all, you are bringing up work-life balance. That's starting to make some employers cringe. Even though we all want you to have work-life balance, the average employer or corporation wants to know that that company comes first, that the customers come first, and that if there is an understaffing issue, you will be a quote-unquote team player and there to help man the fort, so to speak. So when they say, why are you applying to this company? And you say, because I read about you online and you guys support work-life balance. Bad answer. You want to impress them, research the company and say, it's because you guys are really ahead of the curve when it comes to your electric car manufacturing or your, you know, marketing techniques and using AI. I love that you are already embracing the future. And so rather than doing something more traditional, I love that we're already going to be, you know, ahead of the curve with this. And I want to be a part of that company that with the new and innovative technology. All right, that shows you did your research. But, you know, so another thing is when in the interview, people always make that mistake and it's a trap. The employer is like, you have questions for me. You go, how many weeks off do I get for vacation? Okay, that is an important question, but maybe not necessarily during the interview if you really want to get the job.
Once you get the job, then you can ask, okay, you know, and by the way, you know, what is the, you know, what are the, I mean, you do want to know that there's benefits and all that, and usually the job application asks for that. But asking what sort of time off and sick leave you have, because you have a vacation coming up, probably is going to make them not consider you. It's a shame. It's a valid question, and you should be able to ask that, but they want to know somebody, the comment they're looking for is when they ask you any questions for me, your answer is, if you accept me, how soon can I start? I cannot wait to get this ball rolling, or I can't wait to whatever, you know, cheesy saying that comes to your mind. I want to hit the ground running. I can't wait. And then they'll say, well, you know, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this, and, you know, first or whatever, and that's okay. But the showing that you are there to work and ready to learn, it's great. The other thing, too, is they want to know that you're there long term. So they might also kind of ask about family and try to get an idea. If you're married to somebody who's going to move every couple of years, they might not choose you. I can't tell you how many fantastic staff we lost because their partner had a job that moved them every 2-3 years. Yeah, and it's so it's hard to go through that kind of training. And sometimes these companies are like, you know what, I'll take you for the 2 years, I got you. It's worth it. You know, but for others, they want longevity. So knowing that you're there for the long haul, that you want to grow, that you want to, and it's okay to ask, you know, are there ways to move up? But not at that initial interview. Because if they are hiring you for one position, they want to know you're going to be happy at that position. So if they are hiring you for an entry level, and you're like, you know, how long does it take to become vice president? They might think you're not going to be happy because you won't be vice president for a while. And you might not be happy there either, especially if you're, you know, going for an entry level. You might want to own your own business. This way you could be CEO and president right away. But you know, they want to know that you are going to do that job. And you are going to, you know, you could say, are there ways to move up within that department? And that's a good question, but making it look like you want to eventually leave that department and go to something else, that means you're unhappy about that position and you're only going to do it temporary. So those are things you need to be careful of. So, you know, and also it can kind of imply that you're going to want more money than what they're giving you. And I've done that. I've looked at jobs saying, look, I know what you're offering and thank you, but this isn't something I'm going to be able to live on long term. Yeah, I mean, as much as you want to say that, I don't want them thinking that what they're paying me is tolerable and acceptable, and I'm not, you know, I'm going to, you know, take it, you know, without, you know, then you might just not want that job to begin with. But as I said, don't feel bad. If you're not getting jobs, you're not the only one. Many people are very confused about this whole sort of, you know, recruiter, jobs online, you know, it seems like you'll be able to get a job and you're in many people are applying. I think a lot of them are ghost jobs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. An interesting email I got was discussing the vaccine boycott, that they believe people were boycotting the COVID-19 vaccine, and that's why the mandates ended. Now, that was interesting. I was not aware of necessarily a boycott. I know a lot of individuals that don't want to get the COVID-19 vaccine or booster. The mandate was ridiculous. I personally got the vaccine. I got one booster, the newer booster, just to see if it did work against the newer strain. And I didn't get COVID this whole year, thank God. Unfortunately, though, I did feel like crap. Did have horrible chest pain for a month. And then still don't feel right. So I'm not a big fan of the shots, but I got them. I'm not going to lie, I got them. I only got, though, the one booster. And, I don't want to say I was aware of people necessarily boycotting. Boycotting is where you have a choice of getting something and you boycott a brand and you'll go to another brand or you'll purposely do without. I just think there was a lack of enthusiasm for it. And so with that, yes, there has been a change with the vaccines. The government's not going to buy more. We have already an end coming up tomorrow with the end of the COVID pandemic emergency. So they don't have to necessarily pay. It's hard to convince Congress for more money for a shot that people don't want. And in terms of the mandates, you can't force something when we're not in a state of emergency. So whether the boycott had anything to do with it or not, I mean, I wasn't aware of a boycott. Maybe it did. But I think there's enough independent issues that have gone on to say it really wasn't necessarily, it's not the fault of the vaccine. We have the vaccine. I hope we do have a vaccine that people could use if they want. I just hope it's the fault of the mandates. I hope that there will not be any more mandates. Now, a boycott that is happening that apparently has gained a lot of traction has been the Bud Light boycott. And that's interesting. Apparently, the sales for Bud Light have dropped drastically since the Dylan Mulvaney advertisement. And they say the numbers have dropped across the U.S., the Rocky Mountain District plummeting by 29%, South Atlantic, West North Central, and East South Central regions, all 25%. And Anheuser-Busch has had their stock downgraded by analysts who say that the brewing giant is in crisis, all because of their partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. Now, Dylan Mulvaney is, I think within this last year, had chosen to transition from male to female and is a transgender female who was chosen as a spokesperson. And you saw the picture on Bud Light cans, which I don't believe were sold to the public, but it was within the ad where you saw her face on the can, and that made people upset. There was an ad of her being in a bathtub with jewelry on, dancing and drinking beer, and a lot of women found that kind of insulting, that people think women are just in bathtubs with jewelry on having all the time in the world to drink a beer. And so it was it didn't get the results that they thought it would. So they've been having a pretty bad decline. Data from Beer Business Daily show that sales of U.S.'s originally number one brand has fallen in every region of the country. West North, South Atlantic, East South Central, all dropping 25%. They say the Tumbleweed, a cowboy bar in Wyoming, ditched Bud Light. Now they're using Guinness. Sales were down even in Michigan, Illinois, even in areas that are democratically controlled states. So it's interesting because I think when people want to be heard, and mind you, I have a family member within our extended family who's transgender, who doesn't ask for this. It's a very private matter. It's private for many individuals, but I think many times they misrepresent what transgenderism is. And, the average transgender does not want to change the definition of a woman, does not want to, change feminism and all that. It's just they want to become a woman privately. But some are very open about it and very, if Dylan likes the jewelry and the gloves and, that might be the way Dylan wants to represent females. But Bud Light has to be very careful on how they represent females. And the average female did not want to be looked upon as somebody sitting in a bathtub when they're working hard like any other American. And, you know, the average, we don't sit in a bathtub with jewelry. I don't know where they're, you know, is it like supposed to be a diamonds are a girl's best friend sort of thing? I don't know where they're getting that. And so what's very, very interesting about something like this is I don't think the average person has an issue with transgenderism or somebody wanting to identify as a different gender. I think Americans are a little sick of the discrimination that's occurring, the wokeness, the lack of tolerance for individuals to, you know, want to practice their religion. And so one way for them to speak out is dropping the sales of Bud. And a Bud Light, failed advertising campaign might be conveying the message that not everybody is on board with some of the fast changes happening without their consent. Many individuals do not want their young daughters sharing bathrooms with older boys. Or locker rooms. And I'm not talking transgender boys. I'm talking about cis boys. But because bathrooms will be mixed gender, then any boy will be able to go in there. And I think this is America's, you know, opportunity to speak out, saying, look, all right, you know, ask us first. Don't assume we are okay with a lot of these changes. Many have a daughter in sports that don't want the daughter to get hurt when a volleyball gets lunged at their head, like that one who lost consciousness. Transgender females may have more strength, more muscle build. So people want to have a say. If they don't feel like they have a say, they will go to boycotts or they will go to other measures. And so this was one way for people to speak out. And the fact that Anheuser-Busch had to try to step it back and put another ad out there saying this is America with the Clydesdales and, we understand that we are diverse. And we understand that we have individuals that may identify as cis or may identify as trans. But they have to be very, very careful assuming that they think they know their audience. Somebody should have done, I get, the company wanted to show they were woke. They wanted to show that they were progressive. It's all this checking the boxes. So they felt that if they did this, they would get enough get out of jail free cards, so nobody could say they were not that they were anti-progressive. Well, unfortunately, it cost them sales. And I don't know much about beer. I've drunk beer. I don't know the difference between Bud Light and Coors Light when I taste it. I've never really done a taste test, so I can't tell. I don't care. But for other individuals, yeah, they purchase a lot of beer. And this is their way of saying, look, you don't know your audience. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.